again, just like Ashutosh is indicating it again and again. And at some point we'll get the message, not where did the anartha come from, but what is the anartha that's there, and Krishna wants that this anartha gets removed. I can't just go on like a donkey, assuming it's going to go away. Krishna wants me to do this work. He wants me to go to the garden of devotion and remove that anartha, which I'm very nicely culturing. And the circumstance will come again, and it'll just keep coming around and coming around. And sometimes it's really heavy. Sometimes it's just a pinch so that I'm reminded, you got this anartha removal project to take care of. So best is to learn when some difficulty arises, not to busy yourself with removing the difficulty, but busy yourself with removing the anartha that Krishna wants to see you remove. And then again, and then again, it's like this cleansing the Gundicha Marjana multiple times. Cleansing the heart from that anartha again and again and again and again and again. Especially those things that are, you know, it's our baggage, our anartha baggage. It's not necessarily the same as the next person's. We have our unique variety. And whether it's due to some past impious, or improperly performed worship, not so significant. That anartha is choking and blocking the flow of pure devotion for Krishna. That's important to know. Yes.
If we are averse to do something, what is the exact cause for that? And how can we overcome that aversion?
The causes can be many. I'm avoiding surrendering to Krishna. And so aversion or attachment, somehow or other, within my mind, I have this idea that enjoyment is available in this way, so I want to protect this little thing over here. I can serve Krishna freely, but this is my little arena for enjoyment that I'm attached to. For some, it may be, you know, different things. And some are more crippling than others.
In particular, we are supposed to do some service, assign some service.
Yeah.
For that particular service, if we I don't want to do that.
Okay. Krishna knows. The person who has assigned the service may not know, but they're an instrument of Krishna, and Krishna knows. This is I'll share a little personal realization. It's something like this answer I gave with the previous thing. But what Krishna wants, when some service is assigned that we have aversion to, what Krishna wants from us is that we let go of our idea of our self-worth or self-importance or something or other, and we take the position of whatever you want. That's what Krishna wants. And our aversion to that, our aversion is to the position of ahotaki bhakti. That's our aversion. It's not that particular, that's a manifestation. I just give the personal example, but I've seen this happen with other devotees many times over again. When I first moved into the temple in Boston. I was coming fresh out of medical, you know, pre-med, into medical school, and the service that the devotees gave me was washing the pots. And I was thinking, don't they recognize that I can do so much more than wash pots? But I, you know, I was a guest at the temple, so I had to do what was assigned to me. But I had this aversion to this menial service. And I struggled with it for some time. And anyway, I can embellish it. The pot sink was outside the kitchen, and to get to the Brahmacharya ashram, you had to walk down this corridor past the pot sink to go up the stairs to the Brahmacharya. Everybody coming and going would always see me at the pot sink, pat me on the back, and ask, "You're doing good service." Krishna is very pleased when you're saying, "Krishna is so pleased, why don't you come and help me?" I thought those things, I didn't say those things. And then one devotee told me, Prabhupada said, when you cleanse the pots of Krishna, you're cleansing your heart. I simply thought some of these smart aleck things. Well, don't you want your heart cleansed too? But I finally just surrendered. I said, okay, I came here to learn service to Krishna. This is the service that Krishna has given me. I'm going to do it. And I'm not only just going to do it, I'm going to make my heart clean. That's the purpose. That's what Krishna wants. He wants my heart to be clean. I'm going to make my heart clean. I really got into it. In devotion for Krishna, for purification. And then more pats on the back. Oh, you're really doing a great job. You may have you do this forever. You never had such a good pot washer. You're great. And then one person said, Prabhupada said, that you should clean the pot in such a way that you can see your face in the bottom of the pot. I said, okay, I'm going for it. And I understood the cooking surface, not the where the food goes surface, not the inner surface, but I thought the bottom surface apparently was, but I scrubbed both so you could, it's like a mirror. And when the very last pot, it took about 2 weeks, the last black, gunk off these pots that were just, old pots and, wrinkled, and the last little trace of anything black was gone. Someone tapped me on the shoulder and said, "We need somebody to come with us on Sankirtan. Can you come with us? So we'll get someone else to do the pots." This is what Krishna wanted. He wanted that I take the position of just surrendering to what he wanted. Take the position of Kinkaram. And then, like Dhruva Maharaj, I wanted to go on Sankirtan. All the devotees were joyfully going on Harinam, and it was such a, and they all got together and they pat me on the back as they got into the van saying, "You're doing a great job." "I want to go on Sankirtan." "I'm here washing the pots." "Okay, Krishna wants me to wash the pots." Krishna wanted me to go on Sankirtan with a pure heart. That's what Krishna wanted. But first, make your heart pure. So Dhruva Maharaj, he also got that kingdom. But he got his heart freed from the material aspect of hankering for that. And what's a kingdom that's better than Brahmaloka? It's a spiritual planet, Sruvaloka. Within this material universe, it's his spiritual planet. He got access to a spiritual planet. So that's my advice. When you have a situation in your service that you find is difficult, you have some aversion for it, Krishna wants something from you. And I, you know, I can give other very funny stories of similar situations that other devotees have passed through, but it's that's what you have to see. What does Krishna want from me? Why is it that this is devotional service and I'm feeling some difficulty? Not the circumstance, it's something in my heart. Krishna wants me to uproot that thing in my heart. If King Chitraketu can become a demon and in service to Krishna, what's my problem? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.